Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show.
Bourbon and horses are the main drawing forces when it comes to Kentucky's tourism. But we are going to give you lots of insider tips and recommendations on this barely in the South city. We're talking a weekend in Louisville, so meet you at the table.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia.
We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Steel Magnolias Podcast, where this sister over here is jealous of a trip that Lainey just took to Louisville, Kentucky.
It was great. It was not my first.
Well,
and it was so great.
Yeah. It's so rich when you get to bring in something that you just experienced, like I did on the Charleston
episode. I know.
Episode.
I was jealous that time.
I just had to throw that in, that it does go back and forth. But you just went to Louisville, so you've got all kinds of fun things to share about that weekend. But Louisville is such a lively city full of history, named after King Louis of France, in appreciation for his assistance during the Revolutionary War.
So it's crazy that I didn't put that together, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Louis is also named after him. But there are fleur-de-lis all over this town.
Okay.
And it's kind of his, you know, because of his influence.
Yeah.
And I was told that he came to Louisville first, then St. Louis, then New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
In that order.
Okay.
So anyhow, yes, that's where the name comes from.
Well, good
and
to know.
And we don't say King Louis.
Louisville.
We say Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah. 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 Well, it's also a city of a lot of firsts that I wanted to just mention. In the progressive era of the 1880s, Louisville was the first in the nation to introduce the secret ballot, which
really
significantly reduced voter fraud.
Okay.
At that time.
Okay.
We won't go into anything present day for that. It was the first city in Kentucky to adopt zoning and planning to control, like, the shape of urban growth.
Okay.
That's a big deal. It's home of the first bridge designed exclusively for motor vehicles.
Now, that's cool.
This would be to cross the Ohio River.
Okay.
And Louisville is also the birthplace of Mary Millicent Miller, which was the first woman in the United States to receive a steamboat master's license.
Now that's cool.
So just some firsts.
That's very cool.
That mark them as historical.
I think we need to do an episode on steamboats in the South.
That would be fun.
That would be a fun episode. Did you know that's also where the first meeting of Lewis and Clark took place? Was in Louisville.
Oh, really?
So,
didn't know that.
Pretty impactful too.
Didn't know that. Okay, sis. Well, let's dive into things that you experienced and that we need to make sure a visitor to Louisville puts on their to-do list.
Okay. Well, they have a very active airport. So you fly in likely or drive, whichever I drove, because it was only 3 hours for me. But you got to know where to stay.
Sure.
So I came up with five hotels. I mean, there's Airbnbs, VRBOs, but I stuck with hotels.
Yeah.
And just because this is such,
we don't always agree on everything, but we do agree on a lot, Laura Beth.
That's
and
right.
That is classic hotels are amazing.
For sure. Yes.
So there is two very classic hotels in downtown Louisville, the Brown Hotel and the Seelbach Hotel, that are both lovely, full of history. They're walkable between a lot of locations.
Mm-hmm. If you've listened to this podcast for very long, you've heard both of those hotels mentioned.
Yes.
For their culinary tie-ins.
Yes. So I just recommend those because of their beauty, their location, and their history. We can put links in the show notes to all of that.
Yes. We have a lot of information, actually, to put at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.
It's crazy long.
I'll just do a blog post.
And it's good, good stuff. In fact, I should have done this at the get-go. Shout outs to some people that helped me with this list.
Oh, cool.
And that is...
collaborative effort.
Chip Polston, Mark Stivers, Dana Wilson... I still say Kelly Neal, but it's Kelly Hale, Kim Keller, and Laura Holman, wow. As well as my new friend, Nikki Armento, and I'll get to her in a minute.
Okay. Yay.
But anyhow, they really helped me with a stellar list.
Oh, good. So this isn't just Lainey's point of view.
This is not just my take. This is some locals. Tried and true locals. So anyway, the Brown Hotel, the Seelbach, you can't go wrong on those two. The Omni on 2nd Avenue.
Okay.
Great location. All the luxury amenities. A spa. A library bar.
Ooh.
A rooftop pool.
Ooh.
I mean, come on.
Nice.
They have a speakeasy that's really cool there. That's pretty common thing you're going to see in Kentucky.
Yes.
So I wanted to mention the Omni. Hotel Distill, and this is a Marriott property.
All right.
So if you've got points and some of this matters.
All the rewards members' ears just perked up.
Okay, this is a good one.
Okay.
I won't go in great detail about restaurants because we're going to put most of that in the show notes.
Yeah.
But they have the Repeal Oak Fired Steakhouse.
Ooh.
Which is epic.
Okay.
Another the last hotel I'll mention is the Galt House Hotel. It's a Wyndham property.
Okay.
And it's also a great location. Little less expensive than like those classic hotels I was mentioning. But they also have wonderful food. They have a very famous Jockey Silk's bourbon bar.
Oh, how fun.
Which includes some very rare bourbon pours.
Yes. Nod to all the horse racing that happens in Kentucky.
That's right. So that's my hotel recommendation.
Okay. How much do you think someone can stay in the downtown Louisville area and still get a good taste of Louisville?
For a weekend, it is so doable.
Okay.
Now, if your goal in coming is hitting a lot of bourbon locations,
right,
you can hit a few in town walking.
Yes. Yes.
Quite a few.
Yes.
I think 6 or 8. But some of the most famous, you need a car.
Okay.
To get to.
Okay. But you could walk away from a weekend in Louisville and...
walking and still see a lot of bourbon. Drink a lot of great bourbon.
Okay. Like, I got dropped off in downtown. I stayed the weekend, but I had a full experience.
Absolutely. Okay. You might have to Uber to Churchill Downs.
Okay.
But you could Uber to Churchill Downs. It's not that far. But
okay.
I don't think, I mean, you couldn't walk to it. I couldn't, maybe.
I long for the day that I'm calling an Uber to take me to Churchill Downs.
Right? Does that
I
want to
go
so
fun? Bad. Yes.
And this is a great place for me to mention one other thing that was further down in my notes. But if you are coming for bourbon, you are staying in town and you don't want to be a driver.
Yeah.
There is a company called Mint Julep Tours.
Oh, I love it. I know where this
is
going.
You can get them. You can just jump on a tour they already have.
Nice.
With others so they can drive you around. Or you can do a custom tour with your little friend group.
Oh, cool.
And tell them what all you want to see and do.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
And they'll take you around in their vehicle.
Yeah, that's so good.
We'll put that in the show notes as well.
Good, good. Okay, so we got a place to stay.
Well, let's start with the obvious, and that is Churchill Downs.
Yes, okay.
I mean, we're talking one of the finest horse racing sites out there.
Mm-hmm.
Home to the Kentucky Derby since 1875.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, that is epic.
We did full episode on Kentucky Derby that I'll link to.
Yes.
So no need to go into the depths of the history of that.
It's always on the first Saturday of May. It's a whole week of activities, including Thunder Over Louisville, which is a huge fireworks
show.
You know, show
yeah.
and
yeah.
I can put it, we'll put a link to that. It has its own site too.
Okay.
In the show notes. But yeah, lots of choices for live racing here. You can check out on their website, but like if you're listening in live time when this is coming out through October 3rd, there's live racing, picks back up in late October through Thanksgiving. And then it'll start back from April to July next year.
Okay.
So I mean, it's a lot of racing.
With the Derby being in May, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
It's even worth a visit if you aren't going for live racing. That's one thing I wanted to say.
Yes.
Is it is worth a visit. There's a fabulous Kentucky Derby Museum on property. It includes like a 360-degree, do you call that like a simulation?
Like an immersive experience, yes. Kind of, yeah.
Where you're hearing how loud it is and all of that. On the Kentucky Derby Museum site, there are various tours available. And I highly recommend the Barn and Backside Tour.
Oh.
They take you back to see where the horses practice. In fact, if you do an early morning tour, you may see them practicing, you know, working out.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. You'll see just really more than just the inside of the track.
Right.
We had a tour guide when I did this tour. It wasn't this trip. It was another trip. Barry Northern. Fabulous tour guide. He had lived within 2 miles of Churchill Downs his entire life.
I remember you telling me about him. Yeah.
And he is so excellent. So I don't know if you can ask for him, but he's a great tour guide.
Okay.
Anyway, I know people care about photo ops. It's great to get a photo with the iconic twin spires behind you.
Selfies. Yeah.
It's a very cool place. And if you go in the morning, there's also a famous Wagner's Pharmacy to eat breakfast across the street. It's been open since 1922.
And I love it.
Very cool spot to eat your breakfast after your tour.
Nice. That's great. Okay. So where to then next?
Well, I guess next up is the next big dog, and that's the Bourbon.
Oh, my goodness.
It's its own. I mean, KentuckyBourbonTrail.com we'll put in the show notes. This is just, you know, I mean, you could spend a whole trip doing that if that's your thing.
Now let's make a judgment call.
Okay.
If you are not a bourbon fan or do not partake in alcohol, would you enjoy going to these properties?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there are some that you would that are more in the outskirts, quite honest. I'm just being honest.
Right.
You know, Woodford Reserve has a beautiful gift shop, for instance.
And a beautiful drive out there.
And you're seeing horse farms on the way.
Yes.
Maker's Mark is in a beautiful location. You're going to enjoy the property whether you like the bourbon or not. But these more urban ones, certainly... It's interesting to see how they make it, whether or not you like the taste. But I don't know that you want to tour five or six of them.
Yeah, you don't need to.
But these properties go out, you know, all the way to Lexington and beyond.
Sure.
So if you're wanting to, you know, if there's specific ones you're wanting to see, it may not be walkable for a weekend in Louisville.
Right.
But inside the city limits, you're going to have Old Forester, Angel's Envy, Michter's, Evan Williams Experience, Rabbit Hole, and Kentucky Peerless.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot more than I can see.
Oh, and Stitzel-Weller. Stitzel-Weller is also in Louisville. I don't think it was walkable from where we are. And there's even a brandy distiller called Copper and Kings.
Okay.
So quite a bit of distillation that you can see happening. That, like the Evan Williams Experience, they're not making it on property.
Okay.
It's where you can taste there.
Okay.
They do that elsewhere. But
well, I've seen Angel's Envy from Interstate 65.
Okay.
You can see it. But I didn't realize that there were that many downtown. In fact, Angel's Envy just moved to opened the downtown location in 2013.
Okay.
So that's, again, to probably try and just catch tourism.
Yes.
Where tourism's already happening.
That's right.
So.
Well.
But yes, you can go tour these facilities right downtown.
And think through how much time you want to spend. You know, do you want to just tour one and pop into some others and that kind of thing? I mean, that's similar to me with Napa in the wine country. Like, you don't really need to tour every single one.
Exactly.
Anyway, just think about how much time you want to put into that. And then make sure that you plan out, like, checking their hours, checking their...
Yeah.
All of that, especially in this season.
A lot of COVID restrictions
lots of things
right
going
now.
On.
Yeah.
So,
but they are opening.
Yes.
As best they can.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I made a visit to Kentucky Peerless this time on this particular trip.
Okay. I'm not familiar with them.
And it's a smaller, it's considered a craft distillery.
Okay.
So it is Bourbon Trail, but in the craft distillery section.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, smaller numbers of barrels produced, but y'all, this is some good bourbon and very cool. I think part of it was because my tour guide was so great.
That makes such a big difference.
It makes such a difference. So shout out to Nikki Armento.
Oh, your new
who
friend.
Who showed us around. And she is my new friend. And really everything she mentioned was so great that I'm like, this girl has earned my trust.
Oh, wow.
With her recommendations.
Yeah.
So I'll mention a couple other things that she told me as well. But this was just a great, it has an old history. It was, they were very nice there. I just had a great experience. Mm-hmm. So highly recommend hitting that one.
Kentucky Peerless. Okay.
The bottles, I've just noticed it just says Peerless.
Okay.
You'll probably recognize the label maybe when you see it. Yeah. Great, great experience there. One other thing I want to mention because I experienced it firsthand and it was epic. Again, recommendation from Nikki was a cocktail lounge called Hell or High Water.
Oh, I love the name.
Is that not so cute?
That is fantastic.
This was a very unusual experience in such a good way. It's like a true authentic speakeasy.
So like hidden kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
So you go on their site and there's a place that you can make a reservation.
Okay.
You have an address.
Okay.
I made a video.
So it's
maybe
not
you
like
can
meet a guy
this.
In a dark alley and he'll give you the address.
No, you do have the address.
Okay.
But when you're walking on the street, there's no sign. There's like a little globe orb situation hanging over a door.
Okay.
And you open the door and it looks like you're in a, I'm terrible with, I would say maybe an 8x8 square room.
Okay.
That has framed pictures all over the wall.
Okay.
But they have a camera that shows them somebody's come in the door.
Okay.
And out comes this gal with her iPad.
Okay.
Hi, do you have a reservation?
Oh my gosh.
And
secret club. I love it.
With your reservation, you get to go downstairs into this dark, uber cool.
So the door is street level. Front, street level. And yeah. And then
you're
going downstairs.
Down okay. Into a dark, dim velvet couches, 20s music.
Oh my gosh.
Chandelier.
Okay.
Library. It is.
Yes.
I felt like, I'm like, is this straight into Twin Peaks? Where am I right now? Beautiful cocktails.
Or the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, or what's her name?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. I wish I had been dressed like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going.
Of. Yeah.
But yeah, it was so super cool. I had the best cocktail, as did my friend Wendy. I tried hers too. Fine. So great.
Bourbon based, I'm sure.
Mine was.
Okay.
Hers, I believe the one she had was gin based.
Okay.
Also excellent. And then my friend Mark Stivers also said that they have a crazy good bourbon selection.
Okay.
I didn't even look at that because okay. I was so,
you're so
taken
enthralled.
With my whole experience I was having. But he's native. He knows his bourbon and he says that it's
okay.
a good collection.
Okay.
So I would recommend adding that.
Hell or High Water.
To
wow.
your experience. It's right near the Yum Center. So if you're going to a concert or a sporting event,
yes.
like this would be a cool before or after cocktail.
For sure.
Joint. And I was really happy with how walkable so much was in Louisville.
That's good
always
to hear.
So great.
That's really good to hear.
Especially in good weather. It
yes.
just makes a trip wonderful.
Yes.
So next up is the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Okay.
So cool. They have a 120-foot bat.
That's so great.
Out front, which makes for a really cute photo. You do not have to be a baseball fanatic to enjoy this museum.
Good to know.
You know,
yeah.
they show you how they make the bats. There's tons of baseball memorabilia in there.
Are they making the bats right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the factory.
Okay.
So that's really cool. You can hold famous people's bats.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like that's pretty neat.
That's very
experience,
cool.
With kids or anything.
Yes.
So
yes.
definitely recommend that. They also have the Against the Grain Brewery and Smokehouse there. So if you're hungry before or after.
I've heard of Against the Grain.
You can do, you know, a beer and some smoked meats.
Yes.
And it's just a great place.
Oh, well, I'll jump in and say that because you mentioned the Yum Center.
Yeah.
That just triggered a memory. I guess it was 6 years ago. I saw Coldplay at the Yum Center.
Still on my bucket list.
That was
list.
The closest that they came to us here in Nashville on that particular tour. And I went to Doc Crow's Southern Smokehouse.
So that's on my list.
Oh,
never
my
been
gosh.
Though, so we get to hear about it.
Y'all, I had a pulled pork sandwich that was so good. It had coleslaw on it, which I love. It had those crispy onions.
Yum.
Which I love.
Yum.
And it was on a brioche, is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
Bun. We did the pimento beer cheese and chips.
You're killing me right now.
An appetizer. Oh my gosh. They had lots of smoked meats there. I'm talking about Doc Crow's. They had ribs, brisket, chicken. I said I got the pulled pork. So if you love smoked meats, this was literally like right around the corner from the Yum Center.
That's what I'm saying. There's great food, great bourbon, everything right in downtown.
Yeah. Like close your eyes and point. Basically, right?
Yeah. That's amazing. I didn't mention this, but the famous, pretty famous chef, James Beard Award winner, Edward Lee.
Okay.
He's a cool story in and of itself. Korean heritage. He was raised in Brooklyn. But when he made a trip to Louisville, he was like, beautiful women and bourbon. Like, I'm moving here and starting some restaurants.
That's amazing.
So cute? So he has two restaurants in Louisville. Yeah, he's pretty, I mean, they'll be on my list. I'm not going to go into all that. But it was so fun when I was at Peerless and I was talking to Nikki. She didn't know I was an Edward Lee fan.
Okay.
And so she was just talking and she said, yeah, tomorrow we have a group coming in with a chef. He's bringing some VIPs in at 11 o'clock. And I go, which chef is it? And she said, Edward Lee. And I said, I might be here stalking outside.
Whoa.
At 11 o'clock.
I love that she left it with a chef and yeah. She doesn't know she's talking to Lainey. So
it was so cute.
That's so
like,
fun.
Oh, I won't be the weirdo that's standing outside to meet him. But, and I didn't. But anyhow, I thought that was fun. It's a true culinary. There's tons to see and eat there.
And I don't think people know that.
No.
You just, yeah.
It's really funny.
It's very
isn't
interesting.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the next little thing I will mention is one of the most famous Louisville residents was Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
So there is a museum in his honor.
Yeah.
I went to see it and it was about to close.
Oh,
so
okay.
I actually have not experienced this museum. I know a lot of my guy friends really like it.
Okay.
Which he's such a sports icon.
I mean, greatest heavyweight boxer of all time.
That's
pretty much.
You know, you can watch old fights, the Rumble in the Jungle. Like you can
wow.
look up any fight he's done and see it. Just a lot to. And when he was alive, apparently he would come pretty often, take
really?
Pictures with people. You know, I got to meet him one time.
I was going
to
say
game, at a UT football game in Louisville. And
previous episode titled "Celebrity Run-ins." You can hear Lainey's full story
epic.
On Muhammad Ali.
But anyway, he's also there's lots around his life there.
Cool.
And he's also buried in Cave Hill Cemetery. And a lot of people even like to visit that place. Colonel Sanders is buried there.
Oh,
like
fun.
Some different Kentucky, you know, famous Kentuckians.
Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken,
yes. Okay. The Fraser Museum.
Oh,
also
cool.
downtown.
Okay.
A great stop for Kentucky history. We'll link to that in the show notes as well for
okay.
you to look up different exhibits. But they have a lot of variety for all age groups. I saw like a cute little exhibit of Lewis and Clark for kids right now.
Fun.
Yeah. So that might be, if you've got kids with you, that might be a good ad for a day. And then there's some great music venues right in town. The Louisville Palace opened in 1928. It's still got that old school beauty and smaller, I mean, compared to the Yum Center. In size, kind of reminds me of like the Fox Theater in Atlanta or something like that with the cool architecture and
that's cool.
you know, medium size
yes.
venue. And then there's an outdoor music venue called the Iroquois Amphitheater. And I looked up that venue. I've not been personally, but
okay.
I had some of my locals tell me it was great. So I looked it up. It looks amazing. And I saw something we might want to consider, Larva.
Okay.
May 22nd of 2022.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
There's a rescheduled show of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley.
Oh, fun!
How fun is that? So Rob does our intro music.
Yes, a picking party.
Yes.
So oh, that would
that
be
might
fun.
Be a fun show slash Louisville trip.
5/22/22. Okay.
That's right.
Got it.
But it's after the Derby. It won't be as crazy
oh,
as the Derby.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
All that, so.
Well, we did mention earlier that Louisville had the first bridge designed exclusively for motor vehicles. So being on the Ohio River, I just want to quickly touch on the fact that they have the Belle of Louisville.
Yes.
Which is the only remaining authentic steamboat from the Great American Packet boat era. They had, well, I guess you'd say with the invention of the steamboat in the early 1800s, that sparked a I don't know, like a boom, I guess, of industrial development, because by 1830, Louisville had basically become Kentucky's largest city. I mean, yes. We've talked on this episode or on this podcast before.
Rivers matter.
Rivers and railroads.
Yes.
Get you,
and, you know,
on the map.
We had the Louisville, Nashville, the L&N Railroad.
Exactly. Yeah, so you can board the Belle of Louisville right there from downtown. You can learn a lot of history. They have several different types of tours, sunset tours, fall foliage tours, pirate tours.
How cute is that?
Those looked really cute.
That's adorable. And I met a little boy down by the Belle of Louisville, adorable, with his fishing pole.
Oh.
He was down there with his grandpa, and he said he had walked over there every day from the Marriott. And it wasn't that far, but still I thought, okay, that's how he's spending his time.
Exactly.
His fishing.
Exactly. That's fun.
Well, there's lots for the sports enthusiast. The University of Louisville Cardinals play right there in the Yum Center, which is pretty amazing. Basketball is huge.
Yeah, they're good there.
So huge. So that they play there at the Yum Center. So basketball is so huge in Kentucky. The men and women of University of Louisville play there at the Yum Center.
Oh, yeah.
22,000 seats for basketball.
That's crazy.
So cool. Largest arena in the United States by seating capacity. Designed primarily for basketball. You also have soccer, professional soccer. So lots you can do with sports besides just horse racing.
Yes.
They also have some great parks. If you're there with kids or you just, you know, want to do outdoor stuff. I did want to mention just a few of the parks there. There's the Waterfront Park, which is down by the river.
Okay.
Exactly, you know, what this area that we were talking about with the Belle of Louisville. But the Big Four Bridge is what you mentioned, the pedestrian bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually walk that. It's a great skyline photo.
Yes, it
People
is.
People like to get their good shots. And you can walk that bridge over to Jeffersonville, Indiana.
That's crazy.
So that's kind of just a funny thing.
Yeah.
People will go have ice cream or a cocktail or something and then walk back.
That's so funny. Well, we mentioned at the front end of this episode, Louisville's barely the South.
In the South.
They're included on this because we love it. But yeah.
But
so that just shows how close to the state line they
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
If you can
that's
walk
right.
over there.
Cross the river and
yeah.
you're out. There's another park called the Parklands. We'll link to all these in the show notes. But this one, 4,000 acres, it's got hiking, canoeing, walking trails. It's in the East Louisville area. It's pretty new and really nice.
Okay.
Five times larger than Central Park in New York City.
Wow.
Just to put that kind of in perspective. So anyway, I wanted to mention that one. And then an older park that a lot of people love is called Cherokee Park. It's, you know, got some real pretty houses lining it.
Oh,
just
cool.
A nice place for a little drive or
yeah.
a walk.
Yeah.
Louisville has a zoo that I've heard great things about.
Good to know.
Not too big, not too small kind of a situation.
Good.
So,
good.
Check their website to see if there's an exhibit that might be of interest.
Okay.
And one other thing I wanted to mention, I hope I say this right, Bernheim Arboretum and Research Forest. That's there in Louisville, and they have, I think kids would love this, it's an artist in Denmark made these giant trolls
oh,
out
no
of wood.
Way.
They're
okay.
so cool. Very cool photo.
Fun.
I think there's 3 or 4 of them. Anyway,
that's
fun. In that Bernheim Forest. And I think that would be fun to
Pictures
see.
Pictures with trolls. I
yeah,
love it.
They're like huge, giant trolls. Okay. And then I just even wanted to give the gotolouisville.com site. That's their main tourism site.
Yes.
I thought it was laid out really well with, you know, by neighborhood, how you can look up.
Well, did you notice that they have options that you can select if you've got 24 hours, 48 hours,
love
or 72 that kind of thing. Hours?
That's so great.
So helpful.
Yeah. We've mentioned, I mean, just too much food to go into. Yeah. I did want to mention a couple of shopping places in case you're, that's of interest or you want like a unique gift for someone. Two different companies, stoneware pottery kind of companies, I wanted to mention. One is called Louisville Stoneware.
Okay.
Absolutely gorgeous tableware.
Ooh, I like this.
And they have like Kentucky Derby themed things. Mm-hmm. They have more classic themed items. I just think it's really impressive.
Be a fun wedding gift.
Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. It's both of these companies that I'm going to mention in this sense are really old. I think the Louisville Stoneware, I can't remember. I want to say it's like 18 something.
Wow.
Like, you know.
Wow.
Maybe around the same time as the Derby. I can't remember. So definitely check them out. You may even see, like, I know the Brown Hotel gift shop has some Louisville Stoneware in it.
Yeah.
But.
Probably significantly marked up, but that's okay.
How it's made or, you know, more variety.
Yes.
You're going to find that there at their own location. And then another one is Hadley Pottery. And Hadley Pottery, and they have a lot of their classic pottery, but also some customizable things. Okay. Actually, I think both companies had that.
That's cool.
Where you could do things with handprints.
Oh,
or,
wow.
I think it was Franklin Stoneware that had things you can do with handprints for, that's you know, sweet. And then they fire it and send it to you and all that. Lots of cool wedding gift ideas in these two spots.
Love that.
And a couple of other shopping things. In the Butchertown neighborhood, there's a store called Work the Metal.
Okay.
And they have just very eclectic, cool gifts, not just metal, but lots of cool things. Mm-hmm. So that'll get you started on shopping. There's cute shops everywhere in all these little neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But I have an extensive, wonderful list that we can put in our show notes of food. And so the way I broke it down mostly was by neighborhood.
All right.
And
that's great.
Then it was hard to figure out how to do all of this. So I mostly did it by neighborhood, but I also had like microbreweries because there's so many. So I put like, I think it was 6 or 7 microbreweries in its own little section. And then there was a couple places mentioned that are right on the river, on River Road, for sunset watching or beautiful atmosphere, if that's your thing. So those kind of in its own little section.
That's awesome.
We've got everything from pizza to steakhouses to James Beard award-winning restaurants to cookies to ice cream. I mean, it's good. Even places to taste bourbons besides the distilleries.
Oh, that's a good.
We've got some of those as well.
Good to know. Good job, sis.
We got y'all's back on this one.
Good job. Well, I wanted to mention that if you're not able to visit Louisville, but would like to experience their food and beverages, they have a cocktail and culinary cooking show on YouTube called Bourbon and Biscuits. It's produced by Louisville's tourism department.
Very cool.
And I watched an episode already on fried apples.
Fun.
It's really good.
That's so cute.
Especially, you know, if you like video tutorials, they do I think every episode has food and a cocktail. So they did fried apples and they did an apple pie.
Oh my gosh.
Cocktail.
Ooh, it's coming into fall. And that's when that sounds so good to me.
Yes. So, bourbon and biscuits. I'll link to that.
I'm already ready to go back and try more things I haven't tried yet.
Well, it's very accessible from Nashville where we record, and I would say from a lot of the United States. So put it on your list. Maybe you have a fall break coming up. Maybe you're already looking towards next summer. If you've got a spring break coming up, depending on when it falls, that could intersect Derby time. So there's all kinds of points in the year that would be good to go visit. Okay, thanks for the updates. Thanks for sharing all your good finds with us.
Thanks to all these people that helped put this epic list together, too.
Glad you made a new friend out of it, too. That's always good. Until next time, peace be with you.
And also with y'all.